And every one of you guys, that you guys leave here different than what you came in. Amen. Because that's why we come here. We come to hear from God, you know, what he's given the set man, you know, to deliver. And we're truly believing each individual that comes up here is truly holding on to God, truly believing God that that's what he wanted us to say. Amen. Because there's purpose. There's always purpose. Amen. So what I wanted to talk about was overcoming fear from trauma. Amen. I went back and forth on this because, you know, in the Bible, I think do not fear is written like 74 times. God is always telling us, do not fear, do not fear. But why do we always get fearful? It like comes and taunts us every day. It seems like it. Amen. So I'm going to share with you what fear is. Fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain, or a threat. That's fear. The definition for anxiety is a feeling of worry, nervousness, unease, typically about an imminent, I think that's what it is. Yeah, event or something with an uncertain outcome. Amen. So I got a scripture of fear, and it's 2 Timothy 1:7 in the King James Version. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and sound mind. Amen. Another scripture is Isaiah 41:10 in the NIV version. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Amen. Those are scriptures. I'm just going to give you two for fear, okay? And they're in your inserts. That's another story I got to share with y'all, okay? And then I have scriptures for anxiety. 1 Peter 5:7 in the NIV version. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Another scripture is Psalm 94:19 in the NIV. When anxiety was great within me, you consolation brought me to joy. Your consolation brought me to joy. Amen. So I don't know about y'all. I'm hoping y'all, when you read the scriptures, you really take them to heart, that you truly believe them. Amen. Well, I'm going to share with you a story. When I come up here, I just like to share testimonies or just life. Okay. Because the Bible is alive. Amen. And I want to share with you something. And Cherie over there, that's Cherie, my sister Cherie. Well, I had decided one day to go get a job because not that I was trying to help God, okay, but, you know, God doesn't want us in debt, right? So Inez put herself in debt with some credit cards, right? So Inez gets this idea. I did ask God, I want to go to work, and I want to pay these credit cards, start paying. Okay, because so you make a minimum payment, you're not going to get anywhere, right? The interest is higher than your minimum payment, seems like. Anyway, so I see on Facebook that my sister Cherie puts on there hiring at her job. Oh, look. Well, this is a sign. So I messaged her. I was like, I want to get that job. You know, help me get a job at your job because I want to pay off some credit card debt. Okay? So she says, okay, no problem. I go in for the interview. I get hired and everything, right? And I was like, oh, praise Jesus. I'm going to get these paychecks, and I'm just going to make payments to the credit cards. I'm not going to spend my paycheck on anything else but the credit cards, right? So I haven't been in the workforce for a minute, okay? So all the way to work, I'm listening to praise and worship, and I'm saying, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. No worries. No worries. I'll be just fine. So, needless to say, I get in there, and I hear all kinds of commotion in the back. And so I was like, what's going on? Fear. So I confessed the scriptures that I shared with you, right? Well, that fear wasn't going anywhere. It wasn't working. And I'm saying to myself, is it not, I don't believe it in my heart, or what's going on? Because the fear is not going anywhere. I'm really fearful. And then, this is so funny. I open up the door to go in the back, and there's a sign, and it says, stay in your lane. And I'm like, is that another sign? Stay in my lane? Because this isn't my lane. Oh, God. What did I do? So anyway, a lot of stuff happened, okay, that brought a lot of anxiety to me and a lot of fear. And I know that fear and anxiety is the enemy. It's not God. And so I'm saying to myself, I could do all things through Christ Jesus to strengthen me. I can handle this job. And then I'm going through the scriptures. You know, God, you're with me. You're going to help me. Na, 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 na. I rebuke this fear in the name of Jesus. I'm putting oil on me. Nothing was working. Nothing. I carry it in my purse. So I put it all over me. It still isn't working. I'm like, oh my God, what's happening here? And where I'm sitting, I'm putting oil. And it seems like it's getting more intense by the hour. Okay. And so it's a shelter for children, right? So then, my boss tells me, you need to go in the back. And you got to work there for 5 days because you have to know the whole center, right? And so I'm like, I could do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I'm not fearful. That's not of you. I rebuke this. Give me a sound mind, because so much was going through my head. You said you're going to give me a sound mind. You're going to remove the fear. It's not going anywhere. What's happening? So day two comes. This is just day one. This guy busts through the back door. He says, nobody's going anywhere. Stuff's going to go down. Everybody get ready. And I thought, I'm not doing anything. I came to be a receptionist here. I came to answer the phones. I am not restraining anyone. I don't even know how to do that. So then they come in and everything happens. And I'm just like, Father God, oh my God. You know. So everything happens, right? And so I'm thinking to him, I keep seeing the sign. Stay in your lane. So I tell God, boss, I'm in my lane. I want to help the kids. I want to pray for them. I want to let them know that your life could be better, and it will be, you know, get them saved. All of that, right? I thought I was in my lane. No. So we end up another person comes through. One leaves and another person comes through, right? And so she sees one of the other kids and says, oh, I can't stay here. You know, we just don't get along and I can't stay here. Huh? So, you know, Cherie, she's amazing. She like has no fear. Okay. And she tells them something and they straighten up immediately. You know, they listen to her. So, you know, me, I was behind Cherie the whole time. Cherie, don't go nowhere. Where are you going? Don't leave me here. Just, and then when they told me to go to the back, I was like, I'm not going back there now unless Cherie goes with me. I am not going back there. So I told Cherie, when are you working? Because I'm not going back there by myself. So she just laughs at me because she's like, it's no problem, you know. So then she tells me, you know, since these 2 days that you've been working here, this center has never been like this. So I look up. What does that mean? So I said, okay, all right, you know, I'm gonna be okay. So then, the girl, she comes from the back, the one that the other girl that's getting admitted, she sees her, and so Cherie leaves the room that she's admitting the child in, and she leaves the room to go talk to the supervisor, right? And so she leaves me in the room with her. I'm like, I was just going to answer the phones. I thought I was just going to be the receptionist. What am I doing in this room with her? So she's getting really angry, you know? And so I was just like, I'll be back. I go to where Cherie is, and we're just there behind the desk, and I'm just like, okay, I'm safe. You know, as long as I'm with her, I'm safe, right? I'm not even trusting God right now because I'm just like a nervous wreck. So then I had so much fear. So then all of a sudden, that girl comes flying out of the room. I mean, just charging and jumps on the girl and just starts fighting. Well, guess, okay. So, when that happened, we're supposed to restrain the kids, okay? Cherie, she just kind of like moves me a little bit. Man, she goes over there. She breaks up the girls, and she restrains her and puts her, just locks her like that, right? And the supervisor's office is in the back of us, right? Well, she hears all the commotion, and so she's running out to find out what's going on, running out to come and help. What is Inez doing? Inez sees, as she's running out, I'm running in her office. Close the door, and there's a little window, and I'm like, this job's crazy. I was like, oh, I am way out of my lane. I am way out of my... Okay, I get it. I read the sign. I understand. I am way out of my lane. This is not for me. This is not for me. Forget the credit cards. I don't care. I'll pay minimum. I looked at Cherie. I said, I'm quitting. I was there 2 days. I kid you not. 2 days. And so Cherie said, no. It's okay, you know, it usually isn't like this, you know. And I don't care. I don't think I'm supposed to be here, or this is just too much for me. So I dropped her off at home, and I just turned off the radio, and I was very disturbed because I felt defeated. I felt like God wasn't with me. I just felt so much fear, anxiety, confusion. I felt everything of what the enemy plays in your head, you know? And so I asked God, what happened? And I get home and I tell my husband, babe, I quit that job. And then Marty just hugs me. It's okay, babe. It's okay. I'm glad you're home. Just stay here. You'll be fine. You know, I was like, well, you know, I'm just disappointed, you know, because I really, you know, had a plan. You know, I had goals, a plan, everything, right? Yeah, my plan. So I for a couple of days, I was asking God, what happened? What happened? I'm trying to do what your word says, to be debt free, you know, and don't get yourself in debt or whatever, you know, owe no man nothing, right? And I'm just trying to do that, you know. And so then all of a sudden he took me back to when I was a child and I heard trauma. And I was like, what? Well, I was like, trauma? I don't remember trauma. You know, what is trauma about? So then I called Cherie and I was like, I don't know what's going on. I hear trauma and I think God is really trying to show me something here. Or he's using it. Amen. And so I laid down and I was like, what is it? What is it? What is it? And finally, God reminded me of when I was a young girl and that trauma came to me. And what it was, you know how kids fight in school? Okay. And everybody follows to go watch it? Okay. Well, Inez and her friend, best friend Kimmy, decided to go and watch it. And we were in elementary school. And it was snowing. And then we went to go watch it. And all of a sudden, we just hear a lot of screaming. And so we get in there, what's going on? And then we see the two girls fighting. And oh, there was blood everywhere. And the girl that was on top of the other little girl, she was biting pieces of her face off of her face. And so we were like, oh, my God! And then we said, run! So me and my friend ran all the way home. Because, you know, back then, there weren't buses. You walk. So we were running and running, and we're just crying and crying and crying and crying and crying. And so and then the next day, the girl came up to me. And she said, oh, I heard you were talking smack, and that you said that you can beat me. And I was like, oh, no, I don't know where you heard that from. But you are not eating up my face. I don't think so. So I went straight to the principal's office. That girl's trying to get me. I didn't care if they call me a tattletale or scaredy cat or whatever. I didn't care. All I cared is that my ear wasn't getting bitten off. My face wasn't getting bitten off. Yes. So then, so that girl ended up getting suspended, right? Well, time went on, you know, and I got into high school, and there were always fights, right? I could never even go into the bathroom, because if I went in the bathroom, I was going to get beat up. That's how bad it was. And so, but I was always afraid. And so as I grew up, I never knew what it was, though. As I grew up, you know how everybody gets into the boxing? Oh, the fight's on tonight. Come over. Yeah. And I would tell my husband, oh, no, I don't want to watch that. I'm not interested in boxing. I don't like boxing. I don't want anything to do with that. If my kids were at home and they're just horsing around or whatever, I would freak out. Stop it. Stop right now. Don't do that. But, you know, it never dawned on me that I had an issue, you know, of fear, of trauma. And I didn't even know it was in me. And so when this incident happened at the job, I was so disappointed because I just thought, oh, things are going to get good now and I'm going to pay these credit cards, yada, yada, yada. And I felt like the enemy took that away from me. I felt defeated. And I was like, no, you know, fear got me out of there. Fear didn't let me pay extra money on my credit cards because I quit. Fear ran me out of there. Trauma from what I experienced when I was a child affected me. And I didn't know that. I didn't know that. And I'm 54 years old. And this is something that happened when I was in elementary school. And this has been in me all these years. All these years. And I never knew why I didn't like to watch fights, why I didn't like to watch the boxing, MMA, and all of that. When I was in high school, and because it was like the African-American people were against the Hispanic people, you know, it was all territory stuff, you know. I'm from Gary, Indiana, so that should say it all. If you go over there, there's a big sign, do not enter. So I would go in the bathroom, and they would see me, and they would just grab me by my hair to pull me in to beat me up. And, I mean, in high school, we would have to take a – we didn't have school buses like the yellow ones here. We went, like, on the Vias, you know. That was our bus. So there would be fights in there and blood everywhere. And so – one day we went to break, okay? So it was Christmas break. And, you know, you're supposed to go back to school in January, right? It was like the end of January and close to February. And my mom says, God, your Christmas break is a long time. And I told her, it's been over. And she says, Inez, what are you doing? I was like, I don't want to go back there. I don't want to go back there. I'm scared. I'm a high schooler talking like that. I'm scared. It just gripped me, you know. But I didn't know. I didn't know that. And so I finally, you know, God, you know, you get saved. You get baptized, you know. And then there comes a time, because none of us are perfect, there comes a time that little by little, God is going to reveal to you what's inside of you, what's keeping you from moving forward, what's keeping you, or how fear is gripping you in certain areas, whether it be relationships, whether it be fulfilling your purpose, whether it be feeling inadequate, whether it be... whatever it is, I truly believe that in some point in time, we have all had trauma in our life. Some point in time in our life. And just as I was going around all these years, I'm 54, all these years, not even knowing that, I had an issue. So God revealed to me, this is what it is. And it's been in you since you were 7 years old. 7 years old. So I called Sheree and I said, I think God's trying to deliver me. She just laughed. She says, amen. And she said, okay. I was like, no, you don't understand. I truly believe he's delivering me. He's delivering me from something that happened to me when I was a child. And you know, there's things that happen in us, to us as children, and then we don't even realize that it affected us. Why we dress the way we do, why we think the way we do, why we handle the things the way we do, why we don't trust people the way we do. why we allow trauma to just rule our life in certain areas. Because mine was about fighting. Now, I truly believe, you know, you guys just need to ask, like, for whatever reason why I felt that I needed to share this with you guys. I mean, this message isn't like a, yeah, and you know, preaching away and this and that, okay? I truly believe it that God is trying to get to his people or revealing to his people to take notice of what it is as for fear. Because everybody has fear about something in here. Everybody has experienced trauma, amen? In some kind of way. If you haven't, praise Jesus. You're blessed, amen? But another thing I wanted to share with you guys is I experienced trauma that I could remember twice. And it was when I was a child of fighting. And another time was when my son drowned. And he died. And it was very traumatizing to me. But then God resurrected him. He's alive. He's alive and well. So, yes, I mean, someday I will testify about that. But I wanted y'all to compare the two. Here I am, 54 years old, just realizing that I have fear from trauma that had happened to me when I was 7 years old. But then I had trauma happen to me again when my son died. But then God resurrected him. It was through a drowning, okay? The difference is we gave our life to Christ, amen, at that minute when I kneeled down, gave my life to Christ. I didn't come to the altar. No one asked me to come to church. I didn't get saved like that. Pastor Marty and I got saved like, here you go. What are you going to do? We cried. He was somewhere else. I was on my knees crying to Jesus. I mean, I wasn't a bad person. I just didn't know Jesus, you know? Cried. I accepted God in my life by myself. In that moment, he came to life. He started crying. Now, what I wanted to share, the reason why I'm sharing that with you is the difference. Because with that trauma, okay, Josh was resurrected and everything. Now, being that it was a drowning, you would think that I would fear. You're never going in the water. You're never going in the pool. We're never going to the beach. We're never doing any of that, right? Because drowning is like, oh, right? But it's not like that at all. It's not like that at all. Joshua doesn't have any fear at all of water. And I don't have any fear at all of water. So with that trauma, it was taken care of at that moment. But when I was 7 years old, I didn't know anything. I just didn't know anything. And it's resided in me. And I think it's affected me in all different kind of areas. Just fear. So how do we get rid of fear? God says that he will help you. Yes. Amen. And so what I wanted to come across or get across to y'all was that even though if God doesn't send it, he's going to use it. Amen. All of what had taken place at the job, he used it. There was like purpose there, like, I'm going to use this and I'm going to show you what's in you that you have no idea that that's in you because you're going to overcome it. And I'm going to get rid of it. And you're not going to suffer from this ever again. Amen. And that's what God does. Amen. So I want y'all to just sit down and think if there's something that's, you know, making you fearful or have anxiety, ask, it's one particular thing. Okay. one particular thing. I want you guys to just close your eyes and ask God to reveal to you, how can you overcome the fear from the trauma that you've experienced? People that have been violated as a child, they may be fearful to trust anyone. They may be fearful to be, like if it happened to a female, a male did it, they may have trust issues with a male and fearful. Amen. So close your eyes and just ask God what it is. I wanted to read this to you. When trauma came to me, it was a wound in me. And I read this thing. It says, the enemy loves to play in our wounds. This is where he really loves to create havoc in our lives, because we haven't allowed God completely in to heal us. Amen? So that wound or wounds are open territory for the enemy. And it's a playground for him. So this is why we have to read the scriptures and really trust in them. Amen. 1 Peter says, 1 Peter 5:8 in the NIV, it says, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, he says, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. How are we letting him play in our mind? Are we allowing him to devour us in whatever area it may be? Ask yourself, is he playing with my mind? Is he trying to devour me? I felt he defeated me at that moment. I felt I was feeling devoured because I wasn't conquering the fear. But I didn't know why I wasn't until he revealed it. So that's what I'm saying. Chaos could be happening and you're not even understanding what's going on. But if you take a moment, he's going to reveal it to you. Amen. Give him time to reveal it to you, what it is. Amen. It says, be alert and of sober mind. To me, when I read that, I just, sober mind, I mean, yeah, you could think, you know, not alcohol, but sober mind, I just feel like sober mind, like a sound mind, a mind of Christ. Amen. Because when the enemy comes in your ear gates and starts lying to you, you got your mind filled up with Christ's thoughts. Amen. He tells us what to do. He says in verse 9, it continues on. He says, resist him, standing firm in the faith. So how are we going to resist him when he's speaking to us and so much anxiety and fear is coming in us? What are you going to do? You have to have scripture to fight it. Yes. Amen? Because that's what I kept doing. I could do all things. Fear, fear, go away. You know, God, you're my helper. But it wasn't doing anything. And I couldn't understand why. But he was trying to show me. So if something isn't working for you guys and it keeps on coming up, you have to take the time out and ask him, what is it? Amen. So now, if you ask me, do you want to go watch a fight? You want to go watch? Oh, no problem. I'll go. How does that happen? Only God. But how many years did it take? And I just feel like if I didn't do that, if I didn't step out, I don't know how much, maybe I would have died with it. I don't know. You know, I'm hoping he wouldn't let me, you know, because it isn't something that always happens. You know, if I don't see now, you know, that I'm older and stuff, I don't see too much fighting. Of course, you see it on TV, but I prefer not to watch it. Amen. So let him reveal to you what it is. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In Romans 5:8, it says, what then shall we say in response to this? These things, that's what he says. So what are we going to say? Or if we're fearful, like, I'm scared, I'm scared, I'm scared. Am I going to keep saying that? No. No, we need to find scripture to say, what am I going to say? Oh, my God, this is happening. Fear is one of the enemy's most popular weapons he uses against us. Worrying, anxiety, fear can overwhelm us with a thick shadow of darkness, controlling our every move and decision. Every move and decision. And that was my decision. My decision and my move was to get the heck out of there. Because I was so scared. And that wasn't of God. Amen. To be so fearful like that. But I'm thankful that I took the moment to stop and pray and ask him what happened. Amen. So now I'm at this other job. I got another job because I felt like I'm still going to try to do this. You know, I'm not trying to help you, God. I'm just trying to pay credit cards and have my credit score go up higher. You know, that was my goal. And I felt that the enemy ripped that goal right from me because of fear. So how is the enemy ripping whatever you're believing for? How is he doing that to you? Think about it. Because I know how he did it to me. So Inez is like, okay, you won that one. I'm going to look for another job. I went and looked for another job. I got another job. I was so happy. But like I said, I've been out of the workforce for a long time, right? So I didn't know how to work a register. I didn't know how to work the computer. I went and got a job as a cashier. And I just thought, how hard is that? You know, just swipe the card. You know, no biggie. I could do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. He gives me all the wisdom and knowledge I need. Amen. Oh. I got there. They gave me this book. It was this big. I said, you got to be kidding me. I thought we were just going to charge people. Okay, bye, thank you, see you again. No, it wasn't like that. And let me tell you something. Fear gripped me again. I felt inadequate. So I was like, oh my God. God, I could do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I could do this, I could do this. And then, but the person that I had training me was just really impatient, you know. So, you know, I was like, hey, hey, hey. I haven't been in the workforce for a while. I'm a 50-year-old lady. Calm down here. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. And all I kept saying is I could do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I could do this. I'd go home so stressed. I'd go home and just fall asleep because mentally I was just drained. And so I was like, oh, no, devil, get behind me because I am going to stick to it. I'm going to learn everything I need to learn. God is my helper. And I was confessing those scriptures, you know, and so it was very hard, for me. But I had, with that, I stuck with it because fear gripped me again. Like, you're inadequate. You can't do this. You're too old. You're this. You're that. You're that. All the lies of the enemy. You know? And I'm just like, oh my God. You know, I'm a child of God. You know that song? You know, about fear. How does it go? I'm going to slay fear. No. What does it say? I'm no longer a slave to fear. Hi, babe. He's probably watching me like, oh my God, why did I put her up there? Jesus. No, but that's how I felt. I heard that song. I was like, yes, I'm no longer a slave to fear anymore, So I'm still at that job. So I made it. And guess what? I paid off 4 credit cards. So I'm just here to tell y'all, yes, there's times we may feel inadequate or incompetent and all, just so much fear, but we can conquer it. With Christ Jesus, we can conquer all fear that comes to us. Anything, any lies that the enemy is lying to you about that you can't do, yes, you can. Amen. So I am here to tell you that I am so happy. Look, he said, I read it. It was about that he brings joy. Psalm 94:19. When anxiety was great within me, because it was great within me, I bit all my nails. I got this job. I was like, okay, I need to go get my nails done. I need to look cute. I'm going to be a receptionist. The nails are gone in 2 days. I had so much anxiety. But now I can say I live this scripture, 94:19. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. Amen. And I'm so happy. And I know if he did it for me, he could do it for y'all. Whatever it is that y'all might be challenged with. Just one thing, okay? I'm just asking you one challenge that you may have. He said these things, okay? But just one. Ask yourself, what is it? Why do I keep facing the same thing? Over and over and over, and you say, I rebuke this, but we're not really getting it. I wasn't getting it, but I got it now, and I've been delivered. And I went, Sister Cross had a speaking thing today, and I went, and all kinds of stuff happened to me. And I just thought, maybe I'm just not supposed to go. Because something kept happening and happening and happening, Even, I went to a birthday party, and nacho cheese got spilled all over me. all over me. And I thought, oh, my God. Okay. And I was upset, but then I felt more sorry for the person that did it. I felt bad. I felt worse for her because, she felt so bad. So anyway, I had to leave. I had to race home and change. And then by the time I got to the event, it was so late. But I got there right on time because God started talking about certain things, fruits of different issues, anger, low self-esteem, all this stuff, okay? And so at the end, she said, okay, everybody, I want you to pray, and whatever the issue is, ask God, to remove it from you. So I stood up, and I got up, and I was like, okay, what issue is it? And I'm just sitting there. I'm just standing there, and I don't hear anything. And so I was like, God, what is it? And there's a song that I love. It reminds me of the trauma I went through with my son, Josh. And it's by Travis Green. And he made a way. Okay. So I'm just there. I don't hear nothing. I know I got at least one of those, I know for sure. Speak to me on what you want to take from me today. Nothing. I didn't hear nothing, nothing, nothing. And I was like, well, I know I'm a procrastinator, so I'll give you that one. Nothing. It wasn't going nowhere. Get out. Out. Nothing. Nothing was happening. So I was like, what is it? Then that song came on, and I heard trauma. What? Oh, my God. I just started crying, and I was like, this is it. This is it. It's gone. It no longer resides in my body. And I just went, take it. And boom. And you know the crazy thing? The minute I said, take it, the song, it just played like for that few minutes. The Lord was probably like, let me help you, girl. You're not listening. I'm going to play this song that reminds you of a trauma you once had, and you're going to get it out. So I heard the song, and then I said, take it. Take it. Trauma, go now in the name of Jesus. And boop, the song was gone. And so I thought, what happened to that song? How come they turned it off? Oh my God. Oh. And then the Lord told me, it's how I was speaking to you to let you know what it was. And you know what? Trauma wasn't written on the little props. I was trying to grab one of the things that was written, but he's like, no, that's not the one. This is the one. He's like, oh my God, you're not hearing me. Let me play this song. And I got it. And I walked out of there with so much freedom. I walked out with so much joy. And I was like, I got the scripture of that. That I had so much anxiety, and now I have joy. And now I got 4 credit cards paid off, and I conquered it, Lord. Ah, I'm so excited. But y'all, don't fret. I mean, don't freak out when God is about to get in there. Let him have it. Don't fight, because it's going to take forever. Look, I'm 54. That was a long time. Don't go that long. Just give it to him now. Amen. Anyway, so, you know, that's all I wanted to really share with y'all. I know it's nothing like profound, you know, deep revelation. Like Pastor Marty, I'm like, wow. You know? But anyway, I just want to share my experience. You know, God is so good. You know, and you know what? He came to make us whole. And that's what he's doing in my life. And I know if you allow him, he's going to do it in your life. It might take a little bit, but just when he tells you something, this is what I want. Give it. Because you're cheating yourself out if you don't. And I'm thankful that he revealed to me of the 2 different traumas. One was an automatic deliverance. I was healed immediately when Josh came back alive, okay? But the other one took forever. And he showed that to me. And I was like, God, why are you showing me that? Why do you want me to see that? And he says, I just want to show you my power and how I want you whole, and I can heal you from it. I already healed you here from that trauma. Give me this one. This is the one I want. So when God is telling you, give me this one, give it to him. Give it to him. Trust and believe he's going to deliver you. If I got delivered, you're going to get delivered. Amen. Amen. Anyway, so I'm done. Thank you for joining Facebook. I hope you got blessed. Like Pastor Marty says, give me some thumbs up. No, I don't want thumbs up. I want hearts. Give me hearts. Give me some hearts. Give me some hands raised like, praise Jesus, hallelujah. You know those little hands that go up like that? I want some of those. And then, let's see. Oh, I love smiley faces. You guys, send me some smiley faces, okay? And just send nice messages, okay? Not mean ones. Okay. Because I still need deliverance in that area. No, I'm just kidding. Bye. That's weird. I know, but no, that's weird talking to, you know. Anyway, so, amen. We're done. I'm over here sweating. I'm just like, oh my God. You know, I was so nervous to come up here.